Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
In any relationship, family, friend, spouse, work comrade, community partnership, wouldn't you agree you'd rather see action than hear a bunch of words? Not that words aren't meaningful. In fact, they can be encouraging and uplifting. Nevertheless, there's no doubt that action is better than words. Today's agenda, scriptures that explore this very idea. And of course, this is a scripture dissection, and there are always four categories that we explore. First of all, what does it say? Then what does it mean? After that, make it personal. And then finally, make a commitment. So we start with what does it say? Two verses we're going to look at. James 2, verses 23 and 24. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. Now let's flip over to James 2, verse 18. Someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds." Well, you show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Or some translations say, by what I do. That's what our verses say. So now let's explore what these verses mean, and then we'll look at some additional ways to pull meaning from them. Back to James 2, verses 23 and 24. Let's go through that verse again. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. Remarkably, trusting Christ opens friendship with God. And incidentally, this is where action is better than words. Essentially, what you do proves your faith in Him. How you live shows you are indeed committed to God and, of course, to others. Now to James 2:18, someone will say, "You have faith and I have deeds." Well, you show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds or by what I do. Have you ever been asked to prove your faith? How would you do that? Hopefully, not just with words. Interestingly, if you've invested in what we said about the previous verse, you already have credible faith. Faith in God is proved by how you live, and that's what we talked about in that previous verse. Well, there's more proof. God has a great plan for each individual. Remember, things like your unique personality, your abilities, individual skill sets, custom-designed passions, interesting viewpoints, specific purposes. Interestingly, these unique pieces that make you, you, are proofs that your life itself is designed to honor God. Further, God's brilliant strategy and deep love designed you to know and love Him. Plus, He truly wants you as His friend. Additionally, He wants you to partner with Him in this broken world. Subsequently, your embrace of God's plan for your life becomes proof that action is better than words. And this pleases God. So what you do is more powerful than just what you say. Differentness is another proof. Thankfully, everyone is different. That's God's design, and it pleases Him. Differentness is needed for God's work. Think of it like a puzzle. Parts that are identical don't connect together well. They stack and they line up neatly, but they are not effective because they don't fit into one another. They need an opposite puzzle piece to join to. This differentness fulfills what God has in mind. Notice the focus is on actions, sometimes words, but primarily what you do. In fact, your words and actions should match up to be credible. Every time you match what you do with what you say, you become more congruent. Interestingly, this also gets you in touch with your own unique power to do a number of things, and I think I have about six of those for you. Let's look at them. First of all, it gets you in touch with your own unique power to focus on being exactly who God created. But also, the second thing is to develop who you are in Christ. And the third thing is to ask for wisdom. Fourth is to believe His guidance. Fifth, to work attentively, hearing His quiet voice. And then sixth, and most importantly, commit 100% to your relationship with God by what you do. This process truly pleases God. If you want to prove your words, engage actions. And essentially, that's what those verses mean. Now let's look at the section, Make It Personal. Your life has such power. Of course, your faith in God is a critical piece of that power. However, the proof of your faith is how you live each day. So let's explore some ideas to make this personal. Of course, your actions prove whether you are a person of your words. Essentially, actions prove that you are living with your heart, even as you engage your will to make your decisions. Since action is better than words, let's look at some pieces that bring best results. First of all, time matters. People instinctively know their time is limited. Since your days are numbered, it matters that you fill your time with actions that speak louder than words. Of course, some things you say will be remembered and cherished. However, your life itself, what you do each day, how you handle responsibilities, whether you nurture your relationships, your commitment and faithfulness to God, through those things, you make your time on earth deeply meaningful. When you know that time matters, you make it count. This requires careful thought, planning, investment, and proactive involvement. So why not live like this? In every way, human beings yearn to live more fully, and this also pleases God. The second thing that proves action is better than words is living sacrifice. Living sacrifice is not a common term, however, it proves that action is better than words. Frankly, quote, living death, end quote, is an oxymoron. That's another way of saying living sacrifice. Actually, it's the way of the cross. Let's look at this bulleted list of how living death or living sacrifice is the way of the cross. First of all, it's a deliberate choice, just like Jesus chose to go to the cross. It also seems undesirable, but at the same time, it connects you to eternal life. The way of the cross also connects you to other people. It helps you find yourself. Further, the way of the cross ensures that losses become gain. And it also proves, here's the verse, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Matthew 16:25. Further, the way of the cross represents letting go of your own desires, wishes, plans, and agenda to take up God's. But then also, the cross is deciding to get involved. Oddly, a life of surrender sounds unattractive. Contrastingly, it links your words to believable actions. Plus, it opens doors that prove your credibility. This deeply pleases God. Okay, we've talked about several pieces that bring results. The first, that time matters. The second, living sacrifice. And now the third, Jesus, by His life, proves action is better than words. Jesus is the only way to know God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Frankly, Jesus turns upside-down thinking back right side up. Essentially, to live right side up, your faith in Jesus requires action. Why did Jesus choose to be common? He wants to identify with every regular, common person. Interestingly, this proves he is humble in heart. You can check out Matthew 11:29. Further, he cares more about representing God than just talking about God. The fourth piece that brings results is stumbling stone. Some months ago, we published The Stumbling Stone. Did you know Jesus can be a stumbling block to people? Paul calls Jesus a stumbling block in 1 Corinthians 1:23. We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. Well, that was what Paul said. Here's what Peter said, a disciple who was very close to Jesus, and he makes the same observation in 1 Peter 2, verse 8. A stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. Well, let's go on and look at what Isaiah says. Same thing in his book, chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. He will be a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. Many of them will stumble. They will fall and be broken. Stumbling seems negative. What an interesting thing to say about Christ. It almost sounds wrong, but it's not. And here's why. Jesus became human to connect you and God. Yet, as a human, here are some things that are true about him. He appears ordinary, except he lived a perfect life. Well, his claims are kind of outrageous. Son of God, Creator, Messiah. A man who says such things causes people to question. Besides, how can an ordinary man do amazing miracles? He's a stumbling stone. Still, his actions do prove his words. Or how about this point? Jesus claims to live forever. Humans have limited time on earth, and Jesus is human, yet he offers eternal life to all his followers. So, with those points in mind, Jesus can be a stumbling block. However, he is also your example. After all, his every action proves he is the Son of God. And his faithfulness in action proves that you can do the same. After all, he lives inside you. As you respond to Jesus, a regular person who is also extraordinary, notice your own actions become better than words. That's how you make this content personal. And now we go on to the section where we make a commitment. And this is where we explore application thoughts and questions. Question number one, what are you doing to be the person God created? Question two, what are you doing to further develop who you are in Christ? Three, do your actions prove your words? Number four, are there any words you should not speak or change? Number five, how often do you calm yourself to hear God's quiet voice? Number six, most importantly, do you commit 100% to your relationship with God and then prove it with your actions? Question number seven, do you daily spend time in scripture and prayer? And then number eight, do you live so others believe your actions are better than words? Portions of this content come from my book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You will find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. This book would be such an addition to your daily quiet time. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.